Hello, friends. You're listening to Our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. For today's ministry story, I want to take you on a journey. It's a journey in which you join the mission field. You join the ministry of the missionary. I want you to put yourself into our shoes. It was the first year we were here. We barely knew any Spanish. We turned off of the highway Simon Bolivar and started ascending a hill. We had to make it up to El Carmen Bajo. As we went up the hill, we passed a little place in the road called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. This place carries a horrible name because in the past, when the road used to be mud, people would wait there and ambush cars and rob them. Today it is a brick-lined road, and there aren't any bandidos there. As the car struggles to make it up to the hill to the El Carmen Church, we struggle because we know why we're going. One of our children of promise lost his father. There was a soccer game right after church, and the father took a soccer ball very hard to the stomach. Later on that day, he was feeling weak, and even further on in that evening, he passed away. Our child of promise had lost his father, and we wanted to visit. We couldn't make sure everything was okay because nothing was going to be okay. It all weighed heavy on our minds. We finally came to a stop in front of the El Carmen Church, and Pastor Jorge and Giovanna met us. We took a moment to stop and speak about the tragic events of the night before. You can tell that they wished that they could make everything better, as did we. We went further on up the hill to our Child of Promise's house. There we encountered something unexpected. We weren't aware that the father would be at the home. As we make our way into the little shack that our Child of Promise lives in, we find that there are two rooms. In one room is the stove for the kitchen, and there's a table. We all sit around the table. The other room they live in, and they all sleep in. It was just a two-room shack. As we began to try to encourage the family, we found a few things very troubling. One, there was no income earner now that the father was gone. They lived in poverty, abject poverty, and yet what little they could expect, they could no longer expect. The meager salary that the father would bring home was no longer something that the family would be able to live on. The second issue was that the father was still there. He was in the other room. He was waiting to be buried. We found out that the family couldn't bury their loved one until they had enough money for the funeral. Angelita and I were shocked. What would you do in that situation? Would you dig deep? Would you give money to the family so they could bury their father? We wanted to. We simply didn't have it. What would you do? We did end up giving a donation. We didn't have much to give, but we gave what we could. The Junta, the group of pastors in Ecuador, they gave a donation as well. And so did the program of the Children of Promise. After that, though, the local church came around the family and made up the difference. Our Child of Promise had to wait for several days with his father in his living room. hoping that the family would have enough funds to bury their loved one. Friends, some ministry stories end so well and so beautifully. Others are so heartbreaking. This one is a mixture. Because even though we couldn't meet the need of this child, and the program that we are part of couldn't meet the need of this child, and the pastors ultimately couldn't meet the need of this child, the church rose up and met the need. Hard times are often experienced in Ecuador. They're experienced all over the world. But it's in those hard times that we see the church act like the body of Christ. It's in those difficult times when we get closer to Jesus and He is the one who can comfort us. Not all ministry here is difficult. A lot of it's very joyful. But without your support, without your encouragement, without your prayer, we couldn't do what we do. As we descended down the hill back to the Simón Bolívar Highway, there was a sense of utter failure that Angelita and I carried with us. We couldn't help. We couldn't help with money. We barely knew the language. We couldn't help with language. All we could really do is sit around the table and cry with a family who was mourning. We could pray. We could only really pray in our own language, though. We could cry. And we did. And we can visit. And we still do. Sometimes ministry is done in an instant. Oftentimes there has to be time. Time does not really heal all wounds. Time does, however, transform all things. And so we look forward to the day when the one in the throne room of grace will make the pronouncement, "Behold, I have made all things new." There will be no more tears. There will be no more separation. And there will be no more times when we just feel like we can't do anything. Anything other than mourn with those who mourn. Friends, we serve Jesus Christ in Ecuador, and we want you to know more about our ministry. Will you go to ourmissionpath.com? That's OurMissionPath.com. God bless you, and thank you for journeying with us along our mission path.